This week's Cotton News line is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Their comments address misrepresentations in a human rights report issued last year that the department quoted in a press statement, raised concerns about how the department's interpretation of the exemptions for children working with their parents and student learners, opposed new and additional restrictions on tractor and other power-driven machinery used by minors, opposed the overly broad expansion of the hazardous occupation orders relating to livestock, timber, construction, elevated services, work involving storage bins and silos, and discouraged the department from issuing a new agriculture hazardous occupation order that would limit exposure of young farm workers to extreme temperatures.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The re-proposed rule should be published by early summer, and it will be open for public comment. The DOL will continue to review the comments received regarding the remaining portions of the proposed rule for inclusion in a final rule. However, no date has been set for finalizing the rest of the proposed rule. In testimony to the House Small Business Committee Subcommittee on Agriculture, Energy, and Trade, the Department of Labor stated, until the revised exemption is final, the Wage and Hour Division will apply the parental exemption to situations in which the parent or person standing in place of a parent is a part owner of the farm, a partner in a partnership, or an officer of a corporation that owns the farm if the ownership interest is in the partnership or corporation is substantial. This approach is consistent with guidance the Wage and Hour Division has provided to the public on its website for several years. In addition to DOL, agriculture had a large presence at the hearing with testimony from a Missouri hog producer, the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, the West Virginia Department of Agriculture, and the National FFA organization.